Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence.
My name is Roy Lutz.
And I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
Welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Caitlin, and today we are going to really be talking, just really giving our audience an idea of kind of what's all going on, what's on our plates, because I'm busy. You busy?
I'm so busy. It's a crazy busy time, not just for the prevention team, but our agency, for Warren County, it seems.
Yeah, right, everybody.
Like, we keep getting invited to these events all the same week, and yeah. We keep saying yes, because that's just who we are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, probably why, for you listeners, you've noticed we've been low episode numbers lately, but it's because it does feel like Warren County has been, between our, you know, the library book reading event, all of the different, I can't even think back to all that we had, the Cops and Bobbers, and there's been, I don't know, there's just been so many events, and up and ahead of us, we have the Blues Fest, we have our Stroll for Kindness.
Our own agency's gala.
Our gala coming up, I can't believe I forgot that one, but then we have Touch a Truck, and there's just so many events going on, the Veterans Picnic. I don't know. I couldn't begin to list them. They're all written down someplace.
National Night Out.
So yeah, we just are in the middle of so many events, and not that the events are ours by any means, but for our listeners, this is what events are ours. We invite all of our partners to, and therefore we are also being invited to all of their events. So it's just been a collection of events, which, no complaints here. It's made it for a wonderful summer, but it's busy.
So busy. And on top of that, we have a new coworker.
We do have a new coworker, and her name is?
Melinda.
Yes, Melinda.
She's wonderful. She fits right in.
Yes.
So Abby is going to be returning from her maternity leave, so we actually have two new members.
Yeah, it kind of feels like two. Almost three, yeah. With her little baby James.
Yeah.
Who came into the office yesterday helping out a little bit.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
Yes, he is.
He fell asleep in my arms. He could come in every day. I'd be happy.
Right.
So we have James and then Melinda, who will be our junior high prevention coordinator. So taking over for Abby's role as she steps into like a little bit of a different position. But I know it's all these exciting things. We're trying to get her acclimated into like that new role. You know, Abby will be back in office next week. So then getting her kind of prepped for her new role, taking over. So she's going to be taking over, yep, from me. Roar, yep. From you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep,
just yep. Some different programs that are being shifted around a little bit and thinking about how like next year is going to look. So it's been crazy.
Well, and you mentioning Abby reminds me, that's ours also why we're so busy. Not just because of all the events and activities, but we've been down two workers. I mean, we had a vacancy spot where Melinda filled now, but that's been vacant. And then we had Abby's spot, which has been absent because she's been on maternity leave. So,
and usually we have Megan, but with Megan shifting into the associate director role,
right?
It's just been the three of us most of the summer.
Absolutely. And that almost all summer. Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, that's a lot of work for three people to do.
It has been a lot of work. So all of our community partners, if you're listening and you have an email slipped through the cracks, email us again.
Yeah.
We'll get back with you.
Yeah, so aside from all those things, the events, we've also been doing, and we've been doing Prevention in the Park, and I'm not going to share out data right now on that. I'm going to wait until after our Stroll for Kindness event next week, and then when we do our Prevention in the Park report, we're going to have some numbers to report, but so far I will just give one little bit of data. So far we've had 150 interactions with families over our five weeks
so far.
And that's fantastic. I'm super proud of that.
It's been a great summer.
Mm-hmm. Except for the heat. The heat has been something else.
Although last week it was cold.
Last week it was cool. Absolutely. But yeah, great job for all the families sticking with it, because it's been hot out there.
I think it just shows like how important what we're doing is, because even when it's raining or cold or hot, like families are still coming out. We have these regular like attendees that are just always there to, like, no matter what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. So aside from all of our events, Stroll for Kindness coming up, Prevention in the Park, what else? I mean, is there any other things? I mean, we've done continued training with the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence. I think we're continuing to stay on task for what we do for this work and in advocating for people in with our upcoming Support for Pride, Lebanon's first Pride Festival. So just July encouraging 20th. Our community partners, yep, July 20th to participate and show up. Planning cool. on school, yes. So that's what else where we've kind of been missing out now. We got to get back to wrapping up this our summer programs. We got to get back to looking at curriculums, sure we're all good.
I'm revamping my curriculum right now. I know Melinda's kind of working on hers, trying to make it her own a little bit. Right. So we're busy. But yeah, I know we're going to get back into school. I looked at my calendar. I'm going to be teaching 11 weeks in a row.
Good grief. And yeah, it is starting soon because even at my own home, my son came to me yesterday and was like, my school starts in 1 month. Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, and I kind of did it to myself because I don't like to teach.
You're doing 11 weeks straight?
But hear me out. Okay. So besides the fact that we have a lot going on professionally, I have a lot going on in my personal life. So my best friend's getting married.
Yeah.
And that's kind of taken up a big chunk of the beginning of the school year for me. So I didn't want to plan anything the week of her bridal shower. They're not in school yet. But then when school starts, we have a bachelorette trip for her. I couldn't plan anything the week before or after that. And then she gets married the second week of September. So I didn't plan anything for that week before in case she needs me.
Wow.
So because of that, and because I don't like to teach past the halfway point in November because we have holidays coming up, people are out of town, scheduling gets crazy. I had to shove everything into the second week from September and then till November. And because of how many schools we had, I have to do back-to-back weeks.
Good grief.
So you just won't see me. You might have to pull, Maddie down for a podcast.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is we're going to have guest speakers. Which I ought to get Barb and Dylan from the library, because I just had a email communication with them today because they're going to be at our Store for Kindness.
Oh, tonight. Fun.
So I'm super excited about seeing them again.
Love them.
Yeah, they're our fellow podcasters, which we've really never been able to, have anything come to fruition yet for some of the plans we have, but all in due time.
I know we talked to Lori from OAESV about kind of doing a pod swap.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
She does Teal Talk, which is more member focused.
Yeah.
But still.
Yep. So, yes, scheduling is going to be, I'm not going to see you for a while, so I'll have to do some collaborations.
I know, you'll be lonely.
I know.
Or maybe not. Maybe Abby will bring James in more, so you won't be lonely.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe Melinda will guest on it. And
that'd be fun, too.
She can be a guest host.
Yeah. I still think you need to get JC down here.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they know who JC is. So, she is our finance director? Is that her title?
I guess, but she's also just everything cool and awesome.
Everything cool and awesome. She's also, if you have questions, she just always knows how to get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I go to her for a lot. She's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, so keeping in mind, I'll have to do some of that, but you're going to be busy scheduled in school.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's not going to slow down, I don't think.
It's never going to slow down. We're always it'll get better next month. It'll slow down next month. It never slows down. We always say yes to more stuff. We're always doing more.
Yeah.
But it's just how it is. I mean, we're
well, which growing. People should be aware, one of the new things that we're doing is Maddie and I are writing a curriculum now for healthy relationships for students with developmental and intellectual disabilities. Up until now, we've just done internet safety, but now we're Warren County Board of Developmental Disabilities has reached out to us, and they want us to do work around healthy relationships for their populations also. So, yeah, work is just continuing to expand. I mean, and your work, I don't even know all the different directions it's expanding into, and I have a lot of expansion, and we can go into specific episodes for those later. In fact, I think those are going to be some really good episodes. Yeah. Board of DD episode, definitely a community mobilization episode, and definitely
we have a special guest coming next Friday.
Oh, we do have a special guest. Oh, that's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for this this lady. She's amazing. So yeah,
phenomenal.
Other than that, we're just really staying busy. We encourage our listeners to stay listening to us. Take care.